Health Talk, a second opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.
Health Talk, a second opinion, is hosted by Center for Advanced Medicine, an integrated medical center who understands that there's a deeper underlying reason for your health problems. Each week, their health professionals share insight with you on a variety of topics, including the latest in natural health care and current health products, in order to assist you and navigate the sometimes difficult task of getting answers to your health concerns. Finding the root cause of your health problems and on the road to recovery is their goal. We invite you to call into the show each week with your questions. That number to call when the host opens the line is 866-K-PRAISE or 866-577-2473. Now, here's today's edition.
Welcome to Health Talk, a second opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, and my co-host here, Steve.
Welcome.
And we have a special guest today. We have Dr. Veronica Gasco, who's with Metagenics. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, I'm here.
Fabulous. Now, you've been with Metagenics for 15 years, which means you know my son, Drake.
Yes, I know him very well. He is one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, mine too. I have a question. You had a fall that stopped you from being able to practice healthcare with people. So tell us about that.
Yes. Actually, I was visiting my parents and walking my niece down the stairs, and in an effort to try and keep her from falling, I walked backwards down the stairs, fell to the very bottom, and I did a lot of damage to my lower spine. Now, as a chiropractor, my patients didn't believe me when I went back to practice. They said, "You're a chiropractor. You're never supposed to have a back problem." But of course we do. And I had sequestered discs and some herniated discs and bulging discs. And the damage really did keep me from practicing. I was in bed for about 2 years. And truly, through getting care from other practitioners, functional medicine, chiropractors doing chiropractic neurology, my body healed. And although I spent 2 years in bed, I feel at this point, even 15 years later, I'm continuing to heal and getting stronger and better all the time. And I'm thankful for the research that's being done, because there are new and better supplements coming about that have helped my body to heal.
Quick question. What is a sequestered disc?
Sequestered disc is beyond a herniation, where you actually have a piece of the disc that is broken off. Uh-huh. And with mine, it was in the posterior of the back of my spine, and it was floating in the spinal column. So you actually had it sitting in there, and it usually takes about 3-4 years for it, depending on the size of the piece, with the size of mine. It's in about 3 or 4 years, it'll probably dissolve. But until that point, you have to be very delicate with your body.
Wow. Okay, now that's made you sort of a specialist in pain.
Yeah.
What do you like for pain? And I guess I would break that up as muscle pain, bone pain, or nerve pain. What do you like for each?
Yes. Nerve pain is the most difficult to handle and to affect. Nerve pain, sometimes you can affect, most of the time, we're affecting the things around it most directly. We're pulling away the inflammation in that area, and it's taking some of the pressure off of the nerve. It's more difficult to affect the nerve directly. I know that you and I were speaking yesterday, and you had mentioned some things that you knew were working very well for yourself as far as neurological pain. We usually try and strengthen the nerve itself. There is a time delay many times with a acute injury that would cause nerve pain. And the nerve will heal with something called Wallerian degeneration, where it'll take time and it moves. You can't speed it up by much, but there may be things that we can help to access it with. Some of the research being done today and in the past few years looks very promising, that I'm predicting the next 2 years we're going to have a few more things at our fingertips. And I'll talk about one of the things that may be helping that in the future, but is definitely more effective as far as not just pulling inflammation away, but working in resolution of inflammation, resolution of injury. I'll keep using that word, resolution, bringing the body back to homeostasis. And there's been research done for about 20 years where now these supplements have only been available in the past 2 years. And it's quite extraordinary.
Well, you had a product called mitochondrial resuscitate, which, of course, helped my MS patients, multiple sclerosis, to remyelinate. And also we would use calcium to plaque up the myelin sheaths. People all look at calcium as a problem. But what we did was we added calcium with fish oils, and the combination would replaque the myelin sheath, so all of a sudden they would start losing their demyelinization problem. And then we would support them with B12 and folic acid, and of course structural things, and that's why we have over 90% success with MS.
That's amazing. And one of the things I love about what you said is you mentioned some of the formulas that are very foundational, fundamental to our well-being. And I think many patients think they have to find that magic pill, where mm-hmm. if they just started foundationally, they can make a huge improvement in their overall health.
Yes, I agree. Now, you have some really, really nice products that have come out lately that I think are very interesting.
One of the most fascinating is something called SPM Active.
Right. And tell us what that is.
Yeah, it's what we call fractionated from fish oils. Mm-hmm. So we're actually pulling two sub-ingredients out of fish oils.
Which two?
It's called 18, we call it HEP, or H-E-P-E, which is from EPA. And then we have 17 HDHA, which is from DHA. And these are fractionated molecules from that. And they, if you look at them going further on downstream, meaning that they're broken down further, they break down into several other molecules, actually four different types. And of those, the one that we're concentrating on is something called resolvents. And the resolvents literally do what the name says. They help the body to resolve. There's varying types of them that they will affect all different parts of the body. They have what we call E series, D series. So they're going to really affect the inflammatory process and the healing process. We think many times of the phases of healing where you have an acute injury, and then the body needs to go through these healing phases where then it will finally resolve what's going on. And unfortunately, with the life that we live today and the toxic world and a stressful world, the body is under such an insult from so many different places, and people have multiple injuries, they just have trouble really getting to the root of healing and truly resolving. So we walk around with these chronic inflammation, chronic pain, chronic injuries that just don't come to the final point of healing.
We've been using fish oils for years to bring inflammation down, and of course it does similar what aspirin does without causing stomach problems. It thins out the blood and brings the inflammation down. So you're saying fish oils by itself are not as effective?
No. Because if we look at fish oils, we're looking at the omega-3s, the EPA, DHA. But
right.
If you took something like flaxseed and you were to break that down and to get broken down, you'll get maybe about 5, maybe 10% that will finally get broken down into EPA, DHA. The same thing happens if you take a fish oil, you break it down, and the body has to go through all these processes effectively and efficiently to come to these products that then cause your body to increase the resolvents in it. It's a very delicate process, and again, it comes to the problem is that we have so much going on today that our bodies are in such assaults from so many different factors, it's not able to make enough of the resolvents to really get the body to heal as easily.
And so what you're saying is the fractionated portion that your product creates is actually giving you that?
Yes. It's like okay. The precursor to having the resolvents. And it makes other things. There's resolvents, mericins, protectants. There's various different aspects. But the one that we found is what we look at mainly for healing is the resolvents.
So does it go through the leukotriene prostaglandin pathway? Does it affect
it? It does. Yeah, there's, and it's not just a simple pathway. There's multiple pathways. The science behind it is extremely interesting. If you love science, as I do, coming from a biochemical background, it's an amazing process. It's quite complex, and that's why I think the body, you know, has to go through so many different changes to try and make this happen. But the results that I've been hearing back from doctors over the past few years of using it are just astounding. I had a dentist call recently and asked about periodontal disease. And there's tons of research on that, which I wouldn't have expected.
Huh. And so what you're saying is some of the inflammation in the mouth can go away.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at something like the mouth and how that affects the rest of our body, that's the beginning of our GI tract. So we're looking at everything downstream. What else can be affected in this person? What other inflammatory pathways could be prompted or help to halt and downregulate it so now that person can actually heal? They wouldn't have before. It's when we look at the encompassing the different chronic conditions, there's IBS, fibromyalgia. And a lot of fibromyalgia people have wonderful results, which, you know, they live in a syndrome of having multiple pain symptoms all over their body, fatigue, lethargy. I mean, they just have such an impact on their health. And the one woman said to me after she had been using this for several months, she just was so grateful. She's like, I got my life back. Like, I don't care how much this costs. I don't care what I have to do. So, like, just to put these couple little pills in my mouth every day to have my life back is just absolutely a gift.
So one, and this can also help with things like osteoporosis, because if you don't have the inflammation and you don't have the infection, then of course you're not going to steal calcium from the long bone and things like that. So there's many downstream problems that this can help solve. I'll tell you what, anybody who would like to join the program in progress, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-577-2473. You don't have to have inflammation to get information. So give us a call. Join us at 866-577-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Don't trust probiotics with hidden identities. Ultra-floral probiotics from Metagenics are backed by the ID guarantee for purity, clinical reliability, and predicted safety via scientific identifications of strains with established health benefits. There are 10 distinct ultra-floral probiotic formulas for customized support for digestive and immune health. Ultra-floral probiotics are available at Center for Advanced Medicine. Visit them today at centerforadvancedmed.com.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic, a clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes, and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProBiomax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with a Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProBiomax is right for you.
God loves San Diego. This is K-Praise, a service of Salem Media Group.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, and of course, you're the star of our show. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any health problems or any questions on this stuff, you know, you go and you ask all these people in the health food store, and they don't always have the answers. So if you can give us a call at 866-577-2473. Dr. Veronica, are you in there?
I'm with you.
Okay, now, Steve was just asking me a question at the break. He says, does this affect pathways? And I said, I believe it affects, increases your prostaglandin E1 and E3 to lower your E2, which comes from arachidonic acid, which flaxseed in itself has omega-6s, which can, through the delta-5 desaturase, become arachidonic acid, which increases omega-E2, which is the one that's the inflammatory one, right?
Absolutely.
So there are other things that could be going on there.
Yes, and we look at, many times people assume that all inflammation is bad, and that's not necessarily true, because we have inflammatory pathways that can be helpful for a period of time.
Well, like rebuilding your stomach lining.
Yes, yeah. And it's when we have the inflammatory process that doesn't ever end. It just keeps on, and then we end up with a chronic illness. And that's when many times the body needs assistance with slowing down or altering that process so the body can actually heal.
Is that where we're looking at acute versus chronic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we look at, many times there's anti-inflammatory pathways, and that's not necessarily the same as pro-resolution pathways, where we're leading to homeostasis. So sometimes we need to, when we look at something like SPM, you can use certain nutrients and herbs, like people are familiar with curcumin and how that's anti-inflammatory. But also we want to promote resolution of the inflammatory pathway, resolution of the inflammation and the process causing it. And that's where, when we were talking about the SPMs a moment ago, there's a little bit of a difference where we're trying to really come to an end point of healing rather than blocking a pathway.
Yeah, no, that's fabulous. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to Beverly in San Diego and see what question she has. Beverly, how can we serve you today?
Hi, Beverly.
Good morning. I have been taking metagenic inflammation for about... well, since 2012. And I recently got on the computer and was reading the printout, and it said that it either causes or has an effect on gallbladder. So I would like that explained. And also, I have a sciatica problem right now that I need for pain.
All right, let's kind of unravel all that. Dr. Veronica, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Beverly, when you said, what was the formula that you said that you're using?
Well, they just changed the formula. It used to be inflammation, Inflammatory X. The old one, and they've just changed the channel, just changed the formula, and now it's inflammation 360, I think, is what it is. And
oh,
I want to know.
Ultra-inflam-X 360 is what you mean, correct? Not inflavonoid intensive care. Okay.
Right. Inflam-X 360. I got that now.
Okay. And I just wondered, the other one, I used to take it, I was just taking it on general for my stomach because it said gut compromise. And also I found when I took it that it seems to seemed to help with inflammation or pain. And the new formula, why did they change the old one? It was doing so good, I wondered. Can you help me with that?
Sure. There's actually two versions of Ultra Inflamex. We have Ultra Inflamex and then Ultra Inflamex Plus 360. In April of 2017, we discontinued the original Ultra and Flymax, mainly because so many more people were having better results with the 360 version that we discontinued the other one. It wasn't being purchased enough, so we decided just to keep the one. What we found is that there is an increased amount of anti-inflammatory properties in the 360. In there for inflammation, so it was being more people were finding it more helpful.
Okay, and now why? I'm sorry, I can't remember word for word on the computer. The printout about I pulled up ultra inflammatory, the old formula, and it mentioned gallstones. Either it increased the risk of gallstones, or I can't remember. So, do you have any knowledge of that? Because I like the product and I want to continue on it, but I've got gallstones, or I have gallstones.
I don't see that printed anywhere, so I don't know where you read that. That's what I'm trying to find anything I can on it right now. But I don't have any data that it would affect a gallstone.
Well, and inflammation can, of course, make your hepatic bile duct have more swelling, and the swelling can make things like stones get caught. And so if you can bring the inflammation down, that should help with gallstones from what I would think.
Well, yes. I have breast cancer and a few other things, so I just like the product. I've been taking it, and for the sciatica, I've come up with sciatica here, and I got a flu shot, and they gave me a double dose. They said it was that's what you needed this year.
Well, one of the things the flu shot does is it increases the contraction of your meningeal system, which can put a pinch right on your L4, L5, and that affects the nerve that goes down your leg, and that's where you get the sciatica from. If you take your arms and put your hands together and your arms out at each side and turn to the right and turn to the left, you'll discover one side doesn't go very well. And that's normally where you get the, that's normally where the chiropractor would take your knee and do the lower back adjustment and reset that so that you weren't pinching that. But the other problem you have is that your meningeal system, best known for spinal meningitis, is tightening around your head, neck, spinal cord, and that's what's causing your sciatica.
And that's coming from her flu?
Could easily come from a flu because it stimulates your immune function to fire up the meningeal system.
And because of the shot is a live virus, is that what they're using?
They don't use live virus. What they do is they kill the virus and then they put it in, or the DNA of the virus.
It sounds like I'm having a case of the flu.
Yeah, what it does is it stimulates your immune system by giving you sort of a taste of the virus, and so that next time you see the virus, your body attacks it. But what they tend to use is last year's virus, and that doesn't help you with this year's virus as much. It just keeps the immune system all fired up for last year's virus. But in the meantime, it can tend to fire up your immune system. One of the things I like to do with this is I like to have us draw your blood and spin it down with some ozone, which kills all the viruses in your blood, and then inject it back and give you a virus of your own blood after giving you some gamma globulin, which brings up your own immune system so you can handle these types of things. And then the viruses don't tend to bother you. It's an amazing process, and we go through it all every year about this time of year.
Well, I'm not a believer of the shots, but I have a family member that keeps after me, and because I'm 87, he feels like I should have some protection. But anyway, I go to a regular chiropractor, and I've been up there about four times. But I think I have a degenerative vertebrae, and it's coming. It comes and goes, regardless of what we do. I've tried every method of pain, and... it's okay 1 minute, and then the next I've got it again. So anyway,
you might also have some osteophytes in there, spinal stenosis type things, where you have little things on the inside of your canal which could be touching it. So there's many things that can be going on, but part of it is if you don't have a good arch in your neck and a good arch in your low back, you're going to constantly be pinching that. Right, Doc?
Absolutely, yeah. And it sounds did this come right after the flu that you got the shot? And how long has it been lasting?
Well, I've had several things. I had an examination. I had the flu shot, and what else? I had one more thing to my poor body inside of 3 days, so, and my age and everything. So I've been taking my ultra X. I got a little bit left here, and then I'll start. So then the new one is really more effective. That's the reason for it, huh? The change in the formula.
But is this a case where the SPM would be helpful?
Yeah, I think what do you think, Doc?
I can't see
a possible thing to add in. The Ultra Inflamix is a great anti-inflammatory. It also heals the GI tract, and it also helps to increase your liver function. So it's helping you in a multiple of ways. So it's got a full complement of vitamins and minerals. You can use that as a mini meal. And when you're aging, it can be something that can really help your body even to maintain your muscle mass, which is a large part of our healthy aging, is keeping your muscle. So that is definitely a good thing. And I have been looking at, we've been talking, Beverly, trying to locate anything within Medigenics guidelines that relate to the gallbladder. And maybe you found that information on another site, but it's not within the Medigenics materials concerning the gallbladder. We don't have any concerns of that, just to let you know.
I had the well, that's good to know, because I am sold on the product, and I'm trying to get my daughter in Flagstaff, who has some problems, and I'm trying to get her on this too. And so I'm glad you told me that. I'll tell her that it's safe to take that way. It's just a good one. And I take the Medigenic COQ10 200. I take several things from the center out there.
Well, and the good thing about that Medigenic CoQ10 is that it is oil-based, and which means you can absorb it fairly quickly.
That's good, because I do. I take Progest too. So I'm trying to do these things. But anyway, I'm happy about the Ultra Inflam. So thank you for your time and information. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Beverly. Prayers for you.
Yeah, God bless.
All right, now, anybody who would like to join the program in progress, we'd love to hear from you. We have lines open right now, and this is a perfect time to call in. Give us a call or any health concern you have, any small symptom, anything that goes over 90 days starts going into chronic. When it gets up to 120, you're recruiting cells that are going to be mutated like the last cell. So what you want to do is make sure we take care of those symptoms as early as possible. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Toll free number. Operator standing by right now, waiting for you. 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, Second Opinion.
At the center, we always say that one of your most important doctors is your dentist. Make sure you go to a dentist we go to, one that we send our families to. Dr. Al Fala is one of the few dentists we know, trust, and go to because of his integrity, skills, and commitment to excellence. You can reach Dr. Fala's office at 760-730-1600. That's 760-730-1600, or go to dentistryforsandiego.com. Dr. Fala incorporates state-of-the-art techniques and training in all phases of holistic dentistry, bite balancing, and TMJ treatment. Dr. Fala is an accredited member of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and a fellow of the International College of Craniomandibular Orthopedics. Call Dr. Fala today at 760-730-1600 or go to dentistryforsandiego.com.
There's nothing like clean, fresh, great-tasting water from every faucet in your home. And that's why you need FilterCon. FilterCon, it's the whole house water filtration and conditioning system used and recommended by many doctors and health professionals. It delivers clean, great-tasting, filtered water throughout your home, even your bath and shower. Natural water, none of that slippery, slimy, saltwater feeling. Your hair and skin is going to love the difference. And it's computerized. That means maintenance-free. No more lugging heavy bottles of water or bags of salt. It's centralized water filtration. You get all the filtered water your entire family can drink, cook with, bathe, and shower with, wash the dog with, you name it, for just pennies per day. The FilterCon water system, truly an investment. You can pay more, but you won't get more than a FilterCon. Check out their website at filtercon.com. That's FilterCon.com. Call 1-800-550-1995 and ask for the special health show pricing. 1-800-550-1995. It's 1-800-550-1995. 800-550-1995.
Don't trust probiotics with hidden identities. Ultra Floral Probiotics from Metagenics are backed by the ID guarantee for purity, clinical reliability, and predicted safety via scientific identifications of strains with established health benefits. There are 10 distinct Ultra Floral Probiotic formulas for customized support for digestive and immune health. Ultra Floral Probiotics are available at Center for Advanced Medicine. Visit them today at centerforadvancedmed.com.
God loves San Diego. This is K-Praise, a service of Salem Media Group.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis. And what we want to do is invite you to become part of our show. Bring in whatever problems you have. This is our free house call. This is where you can get advice and ideas without having to pay for it. So you can't ask for better than that. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Whatever's bothering you or a loved one, it's those little symptoms that can lead to big problems. So give us a call, 866-577-2473. You know, Dr. Veronica? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, we are talking about the flu. It's coming into flu season. I like to use the vitamin C that you guys have, the buffered vitamin C. I think that's a fabulous product. And also some thymus when it comes in. But what other things do you add? You used to have a great little product in droppers that knocked it out. It was a mushroom product. It was really good. What do you recommend for the flu?
Well, we had Mecalfuron, which was discontinued in October 2017. We still have the mushrooms, but now they are in a tablet form, and it's called Mycotoki.
So yeah, you used to have that in a little dropper bottle. That little sucker knocked things out like right now.
It was fabulous. Yeah, most of us were disappointed that was discontinued. I actually do not know why. It was one of my favorite things for years and years because I used that as my flu remedy. And then I had a cold remedy, Nasonol, which is a traditional Chinese botanical, right. Which worked very well for the cold. But we can still use the Mycotoki where it has the 7 mushrooms. It's just in a tablet form instead of the dropper, which I think we felt that immediate result with the droppers. But the stability of having it within the tablets is very nice, and people can carry it around. It's really easy.
All right. Now, tell them why mushrooms, which are part of the mold and fungus family, are effective.
And some people, we would get a little, we're like, oh, but these are immune-enhancing mushrooms. They have the capability of really getting the immune system to upregulate in the way that it needs to. It's really helping to support our cellular defenses. It's really just helps that, you know, in the ways that we need, especially with those flu symptoms coming on. It is amazing that we found the right combination of the seven. People are probably familiar with hearing like reishi, shiitake, maybe even turkey tail, but we've got an oyster mushroom, cordyceps, mycotoki. There's a whole conglomerate in there. Fuling is one of the ones that probably people have not heard of, but it is an amazing little mushroom. And it's the way that these are processed and cared for, knowing that they come from a very safe, pure, pristine environment. So you don't have to overprocess them and worry about taking toxicity out of them. And that's all part of the process with one of the things that I've admired for the past 30 years of using Metagenics in my practice with my patients. It's always been one of my primary lines just because they have that purity aspect. And I know we all use many of the professional lines, and they just have that superior quality to what we can find in the store. And you just know that you're always getting something good to put into your body.
You know, I find that one of the things that I like is that if what people don't realize is if you have any yeast in you, it puts out a little glucan type thing that goes into your neutrophil and turns it off, which is your white blood cell that protects you, and it shuts it down. And that's why the beta glucans and things that people talk about are so effective. But what the mushrooms do is they put off the beta glucans, which then re-regulates your whole immune system so you can attack the bad guys. And each mushroom does a different part of re-regulating. So it's like you set up the communication lines so you know what's going on. So I find it fascinating. I find mushrooms, one of those things that a mushroom like agaricus, they're using at Sloan Kettering to help people who have cancer. They're using all these different mushrooms to reestablish your system and get it to fix what was hijacked. What people don't understand is we have about a trillion cells in our body, and we have about 10 trillion bacteria and fungus type things. And what happens is those things communicate with us and back and forth until finally it hijacks us. And if it wants sweets, we start going to get sweets. And the sweets feed the fungus, and the fungus grows and mycelizes and gets rhizoids and all that stuff and puts out these little glucans and then hijacks our immune system. So a lot of what goes on in us is out of control microbiology. A lot of what the mushrooms can do is reestablish that. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phone line. Diane, are you there?
A lot of what the mushrooms can do is reestablish that.
Diane, are you there?
Let's go to the phone line.
Yes.
Hey, Diane, can you turn your radio off?
Okay.
Diane, are you there?
Okay, yes. I'm here.
Yeah, you were getting my... by the way, anybody who calls in on the phone, we actually have the program on the phone so you can listen to it. And you don't get the 2 seconds.
It seemed like it was the same thing.
Yeah, it is, but you're getting a 2 second delay at your house.
Oh, okay.
Those radio waves have to travel, and okay. You get it directly through the line. All right, Diane, how can we serve you?
I'm 76 years old.
Okay.
I have been diagnosed, or I have had diagnosed for several years, of having osteoporosis. I've had scoliosis, I guess, all my life, but it hadn't bothered me or anything. And the beginning of this year or last year, I began to stoop over very bad, and I began to have pain in my back. So I gave in to have surgery in February. It looked like it was doing fine, but lately it has looked like it's been going downhill. I've been having pain. I have pain from my back, from down my leg, mainly the right leg, but it's also the left leg. I have been diagnosed with carpal tunnel, and it had been not bothering me, but look, lately it's been bothering me. And
now, is your carpal tunnel in both wrists or one wrist?
Yes, yes.
No, is it in both wrists or one wrist?
Yes, it's in both wrists.
Okay, then you don't have carpal tunnel. You have a problem in your neck?
Well, yes, my naked, through the x-rays, my neck is a mess. That's what I call
it. What I'm telling you is your nerve was in your neck. The middle vertebrae of your neck actually controls your wrists. And if you have it in both sides, you don't have carpal tunnel. You have a neck problem.
Oh.
So you're right back to whatever your original problem was, which sounds to me like your head's forward and sideways. And that's causing your neck to tighten up to try to hold your head in front of your body, and it's building a Dowinger's hump in the back, in your back, and your spine is going sideways rather than the arch in your neck and the arch in your low back. You have it going sideways on you, and that's what causes the scoliosis type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have somebody take a look and do a CAT scan on your neck, and I would also have somebody, we have a team that can help adjust that neck so you take the pain out of the wrist.
Okay.
And I would see Dr. Stern for that. He does a fabulous job on the neck of helping you get the arch back in, and then I would put you on a program that would take the inflammation out of your body and see if we can find out whether it's infection or structural alignment issues or some sort of inflammation, other inflammation, muscular. What do you think, Doc?
I was thinking exactly the same things you were saying, that when we're seeing it in both wrists, we know that that would be a really strong indication that it is coming from your neck, and that's what needs to be addressed, and it's a nerve coming all the way down into your wrist. We forget that something going on in our spine can affect all the way down to our fingertips. We expect in our legs, but we forget that that's what can happen in our neck also, and that will change the physiology of your whole spine. Now, mentioning also that you had the osteoporosis, that's something you want to address at the same time, because if your bones are slowly having demineralization and breaking down, as you get that hump, it's going to get accelerated over time, and the more you, with the osteoporosis, as you start leaning over more, it will be affected greater. Also, I would want you to just make sure your gait is proper. When people slowly will notice, like in a shorter period of time, like a year or two, that their hump will start to accelerate, we have a tendency also to move more onto the front of our toes. We shuffle, and people do it sometimes as we age also. So make sure that have someone like the chiropractor look at your gait and make sure that you're walking heel toe, because by putting your pressure onto your foot correctly, it'll actually put force up into your spine, which tells your bones, hold on to bone, grow more bone. Believe it or not, just standing in place and stomping on the ground is telling your body to build bone. But also taking a whole bone food at the same time. When I say whole bone food, I mean what most people think of as a calcium supplement, but contains more than just calcium, magnesium, all the components that really build the matrix that makes the internal structure of your bones strong. And that can also help with pain.
And give her the name of that?
We have a whole, it's called, there's a bone builder. We have, with Metagenics, about 8 different bone builder formulas. Bone Builder Prime would probably be the most effective. It has Ipraflavones in there, which help to slow down the osteoclastic activity. The osteoclasts are the little guys that are like Pac-Man. They come and they want to eat away your bones faster than your body can rebuild it. So if we slow them down a little bit, our bone builders have a chance to catch up, and our bone acceleration will happen so that we're building more bone quicker.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on, Diane. We'll be right back. Anybody wishing to join the program in progress, give us a call, 866-577-2473. 577-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave Nelson. I want to tell you about one of the best products I know to detoxify and rejuvenate your cells. Sun Corella is the richest, most complete whole food you'll ever find, and is packed with life-supporting nutrients like protein, iron, chlorophyll, beta-carotene, lutein, and so much more. Sun Corella is the only Corella product that guarantees the highest digestibility. That means your body can assimilate so much of the good whole food nutrition. So give the good folks at Sun Corella USA a call today, and they will send you a free sample. Just call 1-800-979-8448. That's 1-800-979-8448, and receive your free sample.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic, a clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes, and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProbioMax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProbioMax is right for you.
God loves San Diego. This is K-Praise, a service of Salem Media Group.
Welcome back to Health Talk, a second opinion. Diane, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you a little conversation on osteoporosis, osteopenia, and structural problems coming in the way that years come. I always go to root cause. Root cause could be a root canal, actually. It could be an infected root canal. It could be a structural alignment coming from something like a car accident that nobody ever fixed your C2. You could have what we call a posterior C2, which drives your head forward. And if your muscles are carrying the weight of your head, it puts out lactic acid, and that lactic acid changes the pH of your blood, which makes you pull calcium out of your bones. The bones buffer that area to try to stop the inflammation. And when they do that, you end up losing bones and losing mobility also. And that's how you can develop a Dowager's hump and those types of things. And it also puts pressure on your knees, which can cause your knees to go bad, and your femur, which is your hips. So people get artificial hips and artificial knees. So when I say you got to fix the little root cause right at the beginning, boy, I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference because it starts recruiting different parts of the body, gives you the scoliosis, it gives you then it tightens down the meningeal system, which can cause that low back problem, gives you the sciatica and some of those other things. Doc, am I missing anything here?
You are not missing anything. Everything that you said. That's what happened to me. I was in an auto accident when I was a teenager.
Yep.
And I had now that I know it was a whiplash, but it wasn't taken care of because it wasn't, you know, during that time it was, you know, your neck is just sore and go on. And I, all through my life, and then I found out that I had scoliosis and then everything that you have mentioned.
And this is why I tell people, don't let it go on. That root canal can cause a problem. That whiplash can cause a problem. I believe if they took at every ER and they put a really good chiropractor, upper cervical, C1, C2, and occiput, get those right after the accident, you would save healthcare dollars in the system. Probably 30% of the healthcare costs in the system come from unresolved whiplash. another group, and that throws your bite off, and then your bite starts slamming on the teeth, and then you start developing inflammation and infection in the tooth. And then what ends up happening is that inflammation starts putting on off an acid coming from the bacteria that grow in that area. They take out the root and the blood supply, and essentially all you do is become a petri dish for bacteria. The bacteria then causes the neck to tighten up. The neck gets that inflammation. Then you start getting nerve problems, and it goes on and on and on. And if we resolve the whiplash at the car accident, at the time of the car accident, we would save people from some of the dental work that has to come out of it. And if we don't resolve the dental work, then we have this cascade that goes on and just makes you sicker quicker.
Well, everything that you said, the dental, the neck, the going down to the legs, and even before about stumbling, that's a reason I consented to the consent to the surgery, is that I began to shuffle and almost peel over in front. At work, I'd be walking, and all at once I stumble, or I don't completely go down, but I stumble. And it's just going on and on. After the surgery, I looked like I was doing okay, and now it's back again. I had an MRI, and it's saying that I have pinched nerves on the right side.
Yeah. And, I'll tell you what, Diane, two things. I recommend you see Dr. Stern, and I also recommend that you start doing Tai Chi to redevelop your balance back by reintegrating your muscle spindle bundle fibers. I think you can restabilize things.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Great. Okay, then. So I can call the center to get Dr. Stern's phone number, make an appointment.
Yes.
Do you suggest that I make an appointment with the center and get all this checked out?
If you want, you can even make an appointment with me, Dr. Kellis. I would be happy to guide you through this, because you have a few things, and I work with Dr. Milgram, and we can help you get this resolved.
Okay. What is the phone number?
All right. It's
760-632-9042. Okay.
And you can ask for Diane, same name as yours.
Okay, ask for Diane. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
And from the rest of us, we're out of time. We wish the Lord's health and grace to you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.
A second opinion.
Listening to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. Your hosts have been health practitioners from the Center for Advanced Medicine, which is located in Encinitas, California. Center for Advanced Medicine is an integrated medical center whose purpose is to discover the root cause of your health problems and implement a treatment plan to assist you in regaining your health. Their doctors use the right modalities, all located in the center, the right way at the right time. For over 25 years, the center has been helping people like you from all over the country. For more information, you can call the Center for Advanced Medicine at 760-632-9042. That's 760-632-9042. And make sure to visit their website at centerforadvancedmed.com. That's centerforadvancedmed.com.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.